Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Team PXY has what you need to know to start your day.
This is The Feed on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
A proposal from Governor Cuomo would provide on-campus childcare for single parents attending community college.
Ooh.
They'll be asking lawmakers to approve a pilot program for up to 400 students at community campuses around the state. Single parents participating in the program would have access to tutoring and actually help applying to four-year schools as well.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it can be inserted into the budget proposal, which lawmakers hope to pass by April 1st.
This is a crazy story. A New York woman has been sentenced for running a massive sex trafficking operation spanning 12 states, including New York State. 43-year-old Feng Yang Chen of Flushing, New York, was convicted of promoting prostitution as well as other charges between 2011 and 2016. Chen advertised women on the now-defunct Backpage.com and ran a call center where she would schedule encounters between the women and clients. And some of those encounters happened right here in Henrietta. Chen recruited women from China and then forced them into the sex work, threatening violence or deportation if they did not comply. And horrifically, one of the victims reported that she was forced to have encounters with rapists.
Ugh.
Another victim reported being forced to go back to work after being violently attacked by a client. Chen has now been sentenced to just under 5 years in federal prison for her crimes.
Yikes. A really sad story coming out of Syracuse. This was late Wednesday night when Syracuse men's basketball coach Jim Boeheim hit a man on 690 East. Apparently what happened was the man was involved in a car wreck and had exited his vehicle.
Oh.
Remember on Wednesday night, it was very icy, especially in Syracuse. And basically, he just didn't see him. Boeheim was not drinking. He doesn't drink. I know that I've seen a lot of reports of friends and colleagues and people coming and saying, like, he doesn't touch a drop of alcohol.
Right,
so that had nothing to do with it. It just seems like it's one of those bad situations where it's just wrong place, wrong time. But still very heartbreaking. The man was 51 years old that he hit. He was taken to the Upstate University Hospital where he was pronounced dead later on that night.
Oh, God. And what was he? He was just standing on the side of the road.
So he got involved in a wreck and he kind of got out of his car at that point.
Yeah.
And I guess that stretch of road is notorious for not being well lighted. So it just is dark. And Boeheim tried to swerve to miss the vehicle, which kind of popped in front of him. And when he did that, he hit the man.
Oh, jeez.
I know, very sad.
Very tragic, yeah. Well, Kylie Jenner has done something pretty savage but totally deserved to Jordan Woods, her presumably ex-best friend, after Jordan Woods hooked up with Khloe Kardashian's boyfriend and baby daddy Tristan Thompson. Yesterday, Kylie Cosmetics threw shade at Jordan by slashing the price of Jordan's Jordy lip kit. They slashed the price in half, and it's like big red slash graphic. It's very pointed. Kylie is, of course, famous for her lip kits and generously let her ex-best friend make her own lip kit back in the good old days. And now Jordan has since moved out of her house. She was living with Kylie until all this happened. She had it made.
Right.
She had it so made, and she's ruined everything for herself. By the way, people are straight up like trying to apply to be Kylie's best friend. It's all over Twitter. It is all over Twitter. People are trying to, like, you know, how do I sign up to be your new best friend?
Another thing that's all over Twitter is the hate that's being directed towards Sarah Hyland, one of the stars of Modern Family.
Oh, yeah.
She threw a joke out on Twitter about this whole situation that people are calling insensitive. I don't know if it's as insensitive as it is just not funny.
It's not funny. It's kind of like she was thirsty. She was being thirsty.
It's a thirst, yeah.
It's a thirsty tweet. It's not a funny joke. Like, if you're going to be thirsty, it's got to be well executed. It's got to be a good joke. It's got to be worth
it. Some would say never be thirsty.
Well, you know, we're all a little thirsty. I would say.
If you want to see what she said in the joke, you can go to 98pxy.com. And while you're there, you can start voting for Savage or Sensible, which is coming up next. Got an email from a woman who is furious with one of her exes because apparently she realized this ex had a baby. And she's like, oh, that's kind of sweet. That's cute. And then she went, wait a second. That baby's name is what? And it turns out the baby's name is a name that they had come up with together while they were in a relationship. And now they've broken up. And he's obviously moved on with someone else. Uh-huh. He's still using that name.
Oof. Oof.
Is it Savage or Sensible? You can jump in early. You can text VOTE, V-O-T-E, to 69822.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.